Need some last-minute fantasy football advice? Then the boys at the Fade Route have you covered. Check out Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z every NFL Sunday, noon Eastern, during the regular season. D and I give you our top 1-2-3 fantasy starts or green lights, and our top 1-2-3 fantasy sits or red lights. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z every NFL Sunday, noon Eastern, during the regular season. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z. It's the option where we give you our picks for the week. It is the option for NFL Week 11. Wow, the season has flown by, hasn't it? But there's still time to play along with us. Sign up on our CBS Sports Pick'em League entitled The Option 2025. It is free. It is fun. It is fantastic. Liz Staple took it home last week. We were tied. She won on tiebreaker. 9 wins took home last week. She is currently in first place with 98 points. D, you are in second with 92. The lovely Rita Sanchez has 91. Interhoo's Ben Bean has 89 points. And I round out the top 5 with 88. But there is still time to play. And there's still moves to be made. Let's get to it. Thursday night, Amazon Prime. 2-7 Lupus go into Foxborough to take on the 8-2 New England Patriots.
I don't think Mike Vrabel will let his team look past the Jets. I think they're going to be focused. They're going to be ready to play. And I think they take them down to Chinatown.
The Jets are going nowhere fast. Let's just put it that way. And I don't think that they're going to win on an offside like last week. So I think the Patriots are going to roll pretty handily. I think this was a Herb Brooks speech. It's like, if you don't win this game, you're going to take it to your fucking grave. I can imagine Mike Vrabel saying that on Thursday. You lose, you're going to take this to your fucking grave. But don't worry, the Patriots are going to take care of this. No problem. Sunday morning, the 3-7 Washington Commanders go into Madrid, Spain. Yay! It's kind of like Miami, I suppose. To take on the 3-7 Miami Dolphins.
Oh, who do I have in this game? I've got the Dolphins.
Dolphins are showing a sign of life. Yeah. The Commies. Yeah. Nothing there, man. Nothing there this year. We expected a slide back. We got a slide back. I think the Dolphins take this one home. Big Fork Brands brings bold bacon sausage, paleo pork jerky, and Chicago-style sauces to your table. Enjoy rich, smoky flavors made with sustainable ingredients and chef-crafted care. Enjoy an exclusive 20% discount with our promo code DNZ. Find them at BigForkBrands.com. That's 20% off using our promo code DNZ at BigForkBrands.com.
Sunday
afternoon, the 5-5 Carolina Panthers go into Hotlanta to take on the 3-6 Atlanta Falcons.
The Panthers, the Falcons are just so hot and cold. Like, one week they smoke somebody, the other week they don't score any points. I'm gonna go with the Falcons here, though.
I'm gonna take the Panthers. Maybe I haven't learned my lesson yet, but you know what? The Falcons got torched on the ground by Jonathan Taylor. Rico Dowdle is a good running back. Rico Dowdle is proving his mettle. I think there's a heavy dose of Rico this weekend. The 6-3 Tampa Baker Buccaneers go into Orchard Park to take on the 6-3 Buffalo Bills.
I'm taking Buccaneers. Not the way those Bills played. last week, I'm thinking the Buccaneers, 100%.
This one's a tough one. This one's absolutely a tough one. I think I'm going to go with the Buccaneers as well, mostly because I don't know what the hell the Bills are doing on offense. They've abandoned the run again. What have we said about that? If your quarterback is your leading rusher, you got a problem. So Joe Brady needs to get back to what was being successful. And that's running the ball with James Cook and then throwing with Josh Allen. Josh Allen's great. James Cook makes him even better. The 7-3 Los Angeles Chargers go into Duval to take on the 5-4 Jacksonville Jaguars.
Chargers.
Yeah. Yeah. Chargers. And so the backslide begins for the Jaguars. The 6-3 Chicago Bears go into Minnesota to take on the 4-5 Minnesota Vikings.
Minnesota.
Interesting. I gotta go with the Bears. Like, that defense plays. J.J. McCarthy's gonna be running for his life. I don't know what you're gonna get at Caleb Williams, but, I think DeAndre Swift will be present. And then the other running back, I believe from Rutgers, he had a solid couple of weeks. So let's see if they could keep that momentum going. But tough one. Tough one. CBS Sports has it 55-45 in favor of the Vikings. An intriguing matchup for a couple of reasons. The 5-3-1 Green Bay Packers go into MetLife to take on the 2-8 New York Football Giants.
Packers gotta win that game.
It's interesting for a couple different reasons. The Packers have lost two in a row. You lost to the Panthers. You lost in that dog shit game on Monday to the Eagles. They've forgotten how to score. And then you have the Giants with now new head coach, new starting quarterback. Probably. I think they're probably, if they have any desire to win this game, you go with Jameis Winston. Fuck it, I'll take the Giants. Why not? Scared money don't make money. And the Packers aren't running. They're not coming in here with any momentum whatsoever. The Giants could steal this game. The 3-6 Cincinnati Bengals go into Pittsburgh to take on the 5-4 Pittsburgh Steelers.
I'm taking the Bengals.
Really? Wow. I am going to go with the Steelers. That Bengals defense, I'm still burned by what the fuck happened against the Bears. I'm still pissed about that. Like, you had the game won. Terrible. Absolutely fucking terrible. Oh, speaking of absolutely fucking terrible, the 4-5 Houston Texans go into Nashville to take on the 1-8 Tennessee Titans.
Texans.
With Stroud, with Mills, it doesn't matter. Texans move to 500. Does not matter. It doesn't matter. They can go get Matt Schaub, bring him out of retirement, and he could probably light up the Titans. They are that fucking bad.
Is your hair thinning or is your hairline receding? Scalp micropigmentation will fill in the areas where your hair is missing by creating a short buzz cut look. Micropigmentation is a non-invasive procedure that will create the illusion of hair follicles for 7 to 10 years. For people with alopecia, this could be a permanent fix. For people with scars on their scalp, this is a great way to camouflage a scar. Don't lose confidence or feel like you need to wear a hat wherever you go. Marquez Studio is located in the Bronx and is open for all your scalp micropigmentation needs. Consultations are free and appointments can be made any day of the week. Get your hairline back with scalp micropigmentation. The techs at Marquez Studio have over 30 years of hair cutting experience and can assist you with all of your questions. Call to schedule a consultation today, 646-221-8728. You can also visit them on Instagram at Bronx Marquez to see their gallery and view all their satisfied customers. again. That is Marquez Studio, located in the Bronx, New York, 646-221-8728.
We're in the 4 o'clock hour. The 6-4 San Francisco 49ers go into the desert to take on the 3-6 Arizona Cardinals.
49ers.
I am going to go with the 49ers as well. Jacoby Brissett's been playing well, but I don't know if it's good enough to overcome the Niners. Game of the week potential right here. NFC West matchup. The 7-2 Seattle Seahawks go into SoFi to take on the 7-2 Los Angeles Rams.
That's going to be a fight, man, and I'm going to take the Rams.
It is going to be closer than CBS is letting on. CBS says 76-24 in favor of the Rams. But to me, it's closer to 50-50. I mean, the Rams are not so much better than the Seahawks that the Seahawks couldn't pull this off, right? That being said, Puka's back. Puka's back with a vengeance. Give me the Rams. The 4-5 Baltimore Ravens go into Cleveland to take on the 2-7 Cleveland Browns.
Ravens,
welcome back to 500 and welcome back to the division. Still got a chance. The 5-4 Kansas City Chiefs go into the Mile High to take on the 8-2 Denver Broncos.
Chiefs.
I am going to go with the Broncos.
Wow.
The disrespect. CBS 62-38 in favor of the Chiefs for a Broncos home game. Ooh. Such disrespect. Blatant disrespect. And I don't know how Bo Nix is going to take that. Probably won't do anything until the fourth quarter. That seems to be the case. But that might be enough. That just may be enough to win. Your Sunday night special, the 6-3 Detroit Lions go into Philly to take on the 7-2 Philadelphia Eagles.
Let me see. I have... I got the Lions.
This is very interesting. It's 51-49, according to CBS Sports. 51-49 in favor of the Lions. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. I wonder how much that moved after Monday. That was a slog to get through.
It was awful.
That being said, I'm going to go with the Eagles. I think this is another potential to be game of the week, right? And I think the Eagles narrowly escape. Elliott field goal at the gun. And your Monday night delight, I suppose. The 3-5-1 Dallas Cowboys go into Allegiant Stadium to take on the 2-7 Las Vegas Raiders.
Cowboys.
Yeah. This is awful. This is absolutely atrocious. It's not going to be pretty. Cowboys, big. Teams on a bye this week, the Colts and the Saints. So adjust your fantasy rosters accordingly. Those are our picks. What are yours? Play along with us. Sign up for our CBS Sports League and tell the option 2025 and play against us today. It is free. It is fun. It is spectacular. Time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.